USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Trusting the American people to do what's right. That's what Vice President Mike Pence says is the best way to deal with the coronavirus. He told CBS's 60 Minutes that he and the president believe Americans will do what's right when it comes to Thanksgiving gatherings.
Families may make a decision that certain elderly family members might take a pass. But I think the difference between President Trump and me and some of the public voices in this debate over the last year has been we trust the American people.
When asked about reopening schools, Pence said the administration is dedicated to getting schools all of the testing and protective equipment they need to run classes safely, adding that students and parents should still follow local health recommendations.
The American Academy of Pediatricians made it clear early on that distance learning, this online learning, is no substitute for being in the classroom.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
In an interview with CBS's 60 Minutes, former Vice President Joe Biden addressed the recent reports from the New York Post surrounding emails from his son Hunter's laptop. Biden calls the report a smear campaign that President Trump would rather talk about instead of the issues.
From what I've read and know, the intelligence community warned the president that Giuliani was being fed disinformation from the Russians. And we also know that Putin is trying very hard to spread disinformation about Joe Biden. And so when you put the combination of Russia, Giuliani, the president together, it's just what it is. It's a smear campaign because he has nothing he wants to talk about. What is he running on?
Thousands in Northern California will start the week without power as strong winds continue to stoke the potential for more wildfires. Pacific Gas and Electric says more than 225,000 customers in Northern and Central California had their power cut on Sunday as a precaution against sparking new wildfires. Some areas of the state could see the strongest winds of the year Monday, according to forecasters. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Will there be a stimulus bill before the election? Many in Washington are skeptical and ready to blame the other side. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Time is running out for a new coronavirus relief bill to pass before Election Day. One of the main sticking points is how much money should be going to cities and local governments. And according to Republican Senator John Thune, it's Democrats that are wanting to wait until after the election to help the American people out.
Money for the post office, money for farmers. I mean, we've moved a bill on the floor now twice in the Senate, but the Democrats have blocked it. So in the end, when the smoke clears after the election, hopefully we can sit down and people can, in good faith, start to compromise. But right now, my impression is that the House Democrats and Speaker Pelosi would much rather have the issue than they would have a solution. And we want a solution.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi countered Sunday on CNN, saying that it's the White House that's been moving the goalposts in negotiations.
Every time they say we move the goalposts, that means they're projecting what they did. But let's just, let's be hopeful. We're 9 days before an election. Yeah. We're trying to unify the country. And one way to do it is to come together to crush the virus so that we can open our economy, open our schools.
And Pope Francis has named 13 new cardinals, including Washington, D.C. Archbishop Wilton Gregory. He's led the Capital Diocese since being named last year and is set to become the first African-American prelate to serve the Vatican as a cardinal. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.